What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Here I go.
Read about that in the New York fucking Post.
We tell girls to go piss, but we don't ask what happens when the piss has been pissed. Because I just pissed and I feel empty inside. Like the crushing weight of late capitalism has finally obliterated me. And I am here hollowed out empty on the floor, crying, dying, screaming, pissing and shitting. And I'm like, what was it all for?
Are you saying there's like a very direct connection to the fulfillment and satisfaction as an individual to the piss that you just evacuated from your body?
No, I'm just describing my elaborate piss kink, honestly.
Welcome to Leftovers. Piss kinks are welcome here.
I have some really like blurby things. Blurb. Because like we said on the main episode, which was more of a discussion, which I enjoy, we're kind of just thinking big this week because most of it is very small.
It's about big concepts.
You know, we are big fish in a small pond full of Daily Mail headlines I'd literally wish I could forget. So, Bethany Frankel, 51, is seen in a bikini after sharing she does not exercise or diet to stay so thin, but was 20 pounds heavier when she was always on a diet. Amelia Hamlin flashes her ripped abs while her mother Lisa Rinna rocks a tank top on an after lunch walk together in Manhattan.
Ripped abs.
Addison Rae leans on Beau Omar Fetty after admitting she has been struggling to post and get out and do things amid dad's cheating scandal.
Oh, wait, really? That happened? I didn't hear about that.
Her dad cheated on her mom.
Is he like a senator or a congressman?
He's like a
known Republican. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. That's the D'Amelios.
The D'Amelios.
What happened to them? They really flopped. Where are the Amelios now? I think we literally have not heard about them in the last like 8 months. What the fuck happened? Addison Rae had that Netflix movie and it was just a whole different story.
Well, I'm literally going to search the Netflix series really ruined their reputation, don't you think?
Okay, wait. They have a show.
The D'Amelios. Yeah. But that's not, or Hulu.
Season one was only in 2021.
Was it on Hulu?
Yeah, it was on Hulu.
Yeah, the Hulu show really ruined their vibe, I think.
It's always that case,
because they
right?
were getting like dragged on the internet for it.
The only things that come up in the headlines, first of all, immediately goes already back to 1 month, which is how you know they've already lost relevancy. Chase Hudson's new song about Charli D'Amelio. Landon Barker is reportedly dating TikTok star Charli D'Amelio. Charli D'Amelio responds to Landon Bacon dating rumors. Oh, girl. Charli D'Amelio responds to KB Lame's becoming most followed on TikTok. Oh, girl. Yeah, see, completely fallen off.
Flop. Flop energy. So speaking of people who are viral one day, gone the next, you saw Love is Blind, correct?
Actually, I started, but I never finished it.
Season two.
I feel like I've watched it through everyone.
You'll want to click this link because you'll probably not remember this person. Bit player on Love is Blind, Giannina Gibelli, would be the happiest person in the world if she got engaged to Blake Horstman.
Horstman?
The Love is Blind alum said she'd be ecstatic if she eventually got engaged to Bachelorette alum Blake Horstman. Gibelli said engagement conversations are had with Horstman and he seems to be on the same page. She adds, quote, everything has its own time and needs to develop naturally, but honestly, I'm good. This is it. This is it for me. Gibelli and Horstman met while filming crossover reality TV series All Star Shore. They previously called their on-screen romance the worst kept secret before Rumored Romances was confirmed on the Paramount Plus series.
Oh my God, sorry. Real quick, Landon Barker, Travis Barker's son, is the one dating Emilio now. Oh, weird connection. Oh. I literally read it. I didn't even think twice. And I look back. Oh my God, literally. Wow. Good God. Sorry. Anyway, back to Gianni Gabelli.
My God.
Did I derail you completely?
No. Okay.
Breaking developments here at Ruby Studios.
Are you ready to find out the cast of Paramount Plus's All-Star Shore?
I think I will not know any name you're mentioning right now.
Girl, okay.
Wait, is there like a shore as a show? Like, I don't get, like, what is the All-Stars of? Like,
it's the All-Stars of like
Paramount Plus
various Paramount properties, okay. Like, you know, VH1, so MTV, etc., etc. Totally. Okay, so there's Angelina from Jersey Shore.
Oh, my God.
Joey Essex from The Only Way is Essex.
Oh.
Bethan Kershaw from Geordie Shore. Marina Gregory from The Circle, Brazil. Blake Horseman from Bachelor in Paradise. James Tinsdale and Chloe Ferry from Jordy Shore. Luis Caballero from Acapulco Shore. Giannini Gibelli from Love is Blind. Kareem Pinder from Acapulco Shore. Johnny Middlebrooks and Trina from Love Island USA 2 and 3.
Oh my God.
Ricardo from Rio Shore. And Vanessa Vanjie Mateo from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, plot twist. Because I was going to say, that's a real who's the fucking who list until we got to Miss Vanjie. What the fuck is Miss Vanjie doing? Girl. Did she just do that like WOW original, like 24 Hours of Vanjie or whatever dating show?
Premise. Oh, at the start of the season, cast members were instructed to take a pool float, paddle around a buoy, and return to the beach. Unbeknownst to them, the number on the bottom of their float would determine their teammates for the season. And then I guess it's like games, you know, like games, and people get exiled, and it's like Survivor Island.
I feel so out of touch with
only
what,
six episodes now. Narrated by DJ Pauly D.
DJ Pauly D.
DJ Pauly D. It was filmed in the Canary Islands.
Okay.
And seems like it's funny that they call it All Star Shore, and then they're like, here's a bit player from Love Island USA season 2.
I was like,
Love is Blind season 1.
Fucking who? I really wonder how Ms. Vanjie's going to fit in the middle of all this. It's extremely bizarre.
Extremely bizarre. Well, you know.
MTV.
The WAP presents plus reality TV dating show, 24 Hours to Love.
I love the promo with them standing on like a giant pile of money and a beer keg.
Girl.
So is there a cash prize of like $100,000 or something?
I don't know if it's $100,000. But anyways, The reason I bring that up is because I wanted to talk about this All-Star Shore cast. Because like, girl, I was like, why the fuck are we talking about Giannini Gibelli? Like, why do I care?
Well, thank God I have a Paramount Plus subscription.
Jane Lynch was also the main character on Twitter this week. Did you see?
She had to detract from the Michelle allegations.
She needed to turn off the heat a little bit, and she chose to do that with a tweet. I love women. You always know it's about to be a ride.
Yeah.
You're like, she's either about to say something sexist or something transphobic.
Yeah, like there's no other option. Here.
There's two paths, two wolves inside of us.
I mean, just imagine saying like, I love gay people. I love black people. It's like, oh, really? Did you have to disclaim that?
Yes.
For what reason, girl?
Your need to tell us preludes violence. Okay. I love women. I am a woman. Okay, again, it's like, again.
I love faggots. I am a faggot.
Listen. It's like, when I first read this, I was like bracing for transphobia.
All caps, I am a woman.
I was bracing for transphobia.
Yeah, that's
I was the
like, first thing that came to my mind.
I'm like, okay, I've made peace with
something
this
about a womb, something about a safe space.
Our voices are higher than men's voices. Okay, again, I was like, every single sentence of this, I was like, this is it. This is it. She's about to call me a man. Jane Lynch is about to call me a man. Like, Coach Sylvester is about to call me a man. Okay. Women's voices can get into the annoying area if it gets too high. Okay. We're steering back into
the
other
annoying
lane.
Area. Uh-huh.
If you're doing a podcast, consider lowering your pitch a tad. If you think I'm being sexist about this, then I don't know what to do with you. Well, guess what? Jane Lynch loves eating for free. She just told us, like, it's two deep voiced men on this podcast. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm the woman in question. With my
Why did I voice. Laugh like that? I've never laughed like that before, ever in my life.
Is it your feminine intuition? Get to that annoying
Come
area.
Come on, Trixie.
Prove you're a woman.
Come on, Trixie Mattel.
I can't even do eye bitch, though. It literally will break my
You
throat.
Can't do a bird call laugh?
I don't know what I was trying to do there. Oh, what? Wow. A bird call laugh?
You know Trixie's iconic.
Oh, that. Bird.
You're not doing it, girl. Ready?
Oh, we're going to break the fucking... You went into the highest red zone that this software could record on. I'm so
that
sorry,
is
everyone.
The Trixie laugh.
I'm not doing
How
that.
High can you go with your voice? Let's try to annoy Jane Lynch. Wait, let me put on my phone call voice.
I don't even know how it's, it's something. I don't
let
know
me put
do.
On my selling nudes.
You
voice.
Want me to start talking in a high voice?
Is that what you describe like basically, high voice?
I feel so put on
Hi,
the spot.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Hey. Is that a high pitch voice?
Hey, babe. Hey. Hey, babe. How are you? Hey, I just want you to know so much.
Turn off the mic.
But I love you, and I just really want you to love me. Oh, you're so strong.
Is this how you talk to Matt?
Oh, did you wash that shirt after you bought it? It's so tight on you. It smells just like lavender. Is that your mom's detergent? I love it. Can you tell her to text me where she gets her detergent from? Does she get it from Target? Does she use a dryer pad?
Now, what podcast is Jane Lynch listening to?
You're so strong. I'm sorry, I'm so small and dainty. I know it can be hard to pick me up. My voice is so high. Oh my God, I think your hands can fit around my waist.
No, really, what podcast is Jane Lynch listening to where this came up?
This podcast.
This now podcast Jane
is the one she's listening to.
I just like, I don't know what compels people to put stuff on Twitter like that, where it's like no one asked, like literally no one asked. It's
absolutely top tier posting because it's like
starting drama.
No, you're not.
Starting discourse out of thin air.
As a friend of mine has described it, it's Joyce Carol Oates posting where like it's JCO posts.
This
where
is like too deep on Twitter.
Nobody needed to know, right? Like no one asked you for this information. Mm-hmm. Nobody solicited this opinion. You're not talking to anybody in particular.
Someone did say, does this apply to Ben Shapiro? And she said, yes, him as well. Which makes me wonder, Jane Lynch, what are you listening to? Wait, why did you have to say that?
Every time, I'm sorry. I mean, the only reason I know the algorithm is sentient and targeting me specifically is I cannot think about Ben Shapiro without thinking about without thinking about that video of him in the Home Depot parking lot with the 2x4 and the plastic bag.
Wait, which video? Matt. I have to. I know I've seen it. Are you going to pull it up now? Oh,
Matt.
Good God.
Matt.
I just think of the Big Soy Naturals intro. Like,
I was going to say, you obviously are not listening to Big Soy Naturals enough, because this is the funniest.
No, I'm pretty sure I know. I just can't. I blocked
I've
out
ever
my memory.
Seen in my life. Okay, wood video. Come on, give me what I want. Okay. Oh, this God. Is my favorite
video.
I'm
so sorry, everyone, for making
Depot. As you know, controversy has now engulfed Home Depot.
Oh, this.
People are encouraging people to boycott Home Depot because Home Depot is not getting involved in Georgia's voter law controversy. Home Depot is doing exactly the right thing because, after all, they are, in fact, Home Depot. They are not, in fact, in the business of politics, because you should be buying from companies that are not following the woke left. Home Depot, so far, is one of those companies. So, here's what we're doing. And I encourage you to do the same. I'm going to go in there, I'm going to buy some stuff, and then I'm going to leave. All right, as you can see, I just went shopping at Home Depot. You should do the same. This wood, this pool, this magnificent piece of poplar is going to
It's like in such a small plastic bag that covers like the lower third of the bag.
And he's not even holding
Who
the bag.
Who did that for him?
And then he's
holding the
his
wood with the bag on it.
Like, he's holding the receipt like it's a sword and a shield. Like, funniest video on the internet. No joke. Like, funniest thing ever. So we also have an update from The Office, the set of The Office. Breaking news.
Seventh layer of hell. The Office
John Krasinski says he joined John Krasinski says he joined the MCU to make up for playing a supervillain on The Office.
What about supervillain that Jack Ryan show where you play like an insurrectionist in Latin America?
Or Fuck the off. Movie he made about Syria?
We don't talk about that.
We're moving on. Shawn Mendes. Okay, this isn't funny.
You're like, we don't even give a fuck.
This isn't funny. I shouldn't laugh at this. Shawn Mendes cancels the rest of his Wonder World tour to focus on his mental health. I was not at all ready for how difficult touring would be. Now, it's not funny, but I do want to bring this up just because I was curious. Like, I do wonder, like, when celebrities cancel these big tours.
Though.
Yeah, he has.
Like, this is not his first show.
But when celebrities cancel tours, right? Like, what I understand is, you know, venues, they pay the venues to be there, or venues pay them. I'm actually not sure. But how I understand it is, you know, you don't just like, for a stadium tour, right? Stadiums cost a lot of money to run.
A lot of fucking money, yeah.
Huge they cost investment. A lot of money to maintain. And it's not like Madonna can just be like, hey, Dodger Stadium, I'm going to come by tomorrow and do a show for like 100,000 people or whatever the fuck, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you plan these things in advance. And so I wonder when stadium tours, get canceled, like, do they have to pay back, I wonder, on any of these contracts?
I'm pretty sure there's large amount of deposits that will never come back.
Is this management company, like, just out on the money? Like, I do actually want to know if anyone has any information on this. Like, please tell me, because I am wildly curious about, like, touring finances, you know?
Yeah, because that's where they always say the money's made.
Is in the touring and the merch, right?
Yeah, like, the merch that's sold on show, and then obviously the stadium makes a shit ton.
Yeah, and like, we know what a production, even like a low-grade stadium tour is versus like, you know, Beyonce's Formation World Tour, they were like building sets like at these stadiums. Like, did you see the Formation Tour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It was fucking insane.
Big black obelisk that opened up with the aerial dancer.
Aerospace
like,
level
there's
tech.
A lot of stuff that's like, there's moving parts to
that
it.
That was definitely a special occasion, but at the same time, a lot of these big shows are so expensive.
Higher end of things, you exactly, know, we know that. Yeah. So if Beyonce was to say, oh, you know, 49ers Stadium, I'm just not going to, I can't make the tour. I'm canceling the rest of my tour. Like, does she have to pay a fee for breaking the contract? Is there no money exchanging hands? Like, I'm just really curious because
I actually found the old Washington Post article, if you want to look at this. It's from 2014. It's talking about, specifically the reason why they wrote it was about Miley Cyrus at the time canceling one of her bangers tour shows. This is interesting here. So, though it might seem like cancellations happen often because of headlines that pop up when certain big names like Miley, Kanye, Drake, Selena Gomez, it's actually very uncommon. Most of the time they do get postponed. About 95% of situations, the dates are moved and there's not really, I guess, much of a problem with the money. But let's see right here. Miley canceled one show a half hour before it started in Charlotte because she was sick. Did she recognize she was not feeling well? Blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to find here. Yeah. So when they're not able to perform, it varies. Usually artist calls the tour manager, who calls the manager, who calls the agent, who calls the promoter, and everything gets sorted out from there. If at all possible, people try to make the decision before the road crew work gets done, especially on a huge arena show when there's a massive amount of equipment to set up.
Yeah. And I saw the Bangers tour back in the day because I covered it. Right. I did a review for a college newspaper.
I remember you told me that was one of the most surreal experiences of your entire life, which
yeah, there's
only
things
imagine.
That happened at that tour that I will never forget.
Okay, wait,
that was the
here.
Tour where Sky Ferreira forgot all the words to her songs and then fell off the stage.
Oh my God. Wow, that is very 2014.
Not great.
So right here, how expensive is it to cancel a show last minute? In a word, very. Financially, the reverberations can be significant. From the artist's side, their band and crew are out of work. This is from Michael Jarwick, who's a music hall promoter and booking agent. Using Miley as an example, she's a big act with many, many on the road with her. Literally hundreds can be affected, not to mention agents and managers, etc. He said, from our side, the venue / promoter and their companies take a big hit too. If it's a last minute cancellation, such as Drake, who scrapped a Philadelphia show an hour after it was supposed to start, that means all the work has been done for the venue and the promoter. Venue rented, advertising paid for, tickets sold, local vendors hired, ticket takers and staffers and security already on site. In that case, some say the venue genuinely only charges the promoter the out-of-pocket cost they spent on the show. If a show is scrapped a couple days in advance, the promoter will still have to pay for the venue, but maybe not the staffing fee for all the workers. Insurance can cover some of the costs too. Meanwhile, the promoter and artist work out a financial agreement that takes into the account if the show will be rescheduled. If so, the costs are built into a makeup play. In other words, some of the money initially goes towards the original show that will help pay for the rescheduled show. The singer loses out on a paycheck as well if they don't perform. Plus, they might get paid less for the rescheduled show, given that some of the costs spent on the first show will now be used towards covering the new date. Interesting. So generally speaking, I guess everyone basically gets part of the cost taken from them. This article says here, the artist, venue, the promoters work together for the best outcome possible. All parties usually try to work out a consideration of the loss with the act of a future re-engagement. Yeah. As you might imagine, usually becomes yet another set of negotiations. Oof. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's not shocking. Kind of like when we talked about in our main episode, like how a lot of things are contract work. This is definitely, I think, where that probably applies. So the earlier, the better to cancel. And it would make sense to do it as early as possible so that you can reschedule and keep the work done. But yeah, everyone involved in those tours basically is out of a job unless they find someone else to take over that spot.
Yeah, and I'm only asking this not because I'm trying
that
to
pressure would fucking kill
not
me, man.
Discount obviously the mental health situation Sean is going through, but
like it's a pretty
what
serious
I'm interested
decision,
in is also
yeah.
like does the insurance even cover that? Because like you know we do live in an age now of unexpected delays, sudden death, and right. sickness and illness, and so obviously like if insurance would cover like a typical. I don't want to say like a typical disease because you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'm sure the insurance would cover if everyone got COVID, right? Because that's like something you can insure for, like someone coming down with an illness. But like, I don't know if you insure for mental health. I mean, I imagine after the last like, decade in celebrity
that's
going
a thing.
On. Yeah. But well, I would just love to know like what that in
well, it seems like there's
like.
Contracts in place for if tours are canceled, which I'm sure the legal and financial teams are like, we need to have this in place
oh,
at all
course,
times.
Because especially after even like unexpected things like the Manchester bombing come up, right?
God,
like we
yeah,
do live in a world
concert.
Where stadium tours have mm-hmm. been interrupted for everything from mental health
like
to
security.
Like literal terrorist attacks.
Yeah. Or like Kanye's
so
show
I'm
where
sure
he had that breakdown.
Those contracts are airtight. But it just yeah. is fascinating to me because it's like a world we don't come from. Like we're not in like the live performance
God,
arena
I would
in any
love,
way.
I say this every time I literally go to any concert or show, or even when I was in fucking Vegas watching Cirque du Soleil, I'm like, I would love to know like the inner workings of all this because it's so fascinating to me because there's so many moving parts and pieces for something that literally 100,000 people might be watching
if someone,
at one time.
If there's like a Cirque du Soleil insider podcast
oh my
documentary
God, right.
series, please send it my way.
Oh, honestly.
There was a TikTok I followed of like my day in the life as like a Cirque du Soleil performer, but oh, she stopped posting a long time ago and it makes me sad because I was actually interested.
Was
I'm
she
like
talking about how basically trying like
she was like one of the
or?
No she was like one
she
of the
really
people that get pulled up by the hair.
Oh, I think I've seen that one. No,
where it's like a ponytail that you install and on your head,
oh.
and then there's like a ring at the end, Jesus. And you get hooked into this
yeah
ceiling
I think I've
hook,
seen that.
And then
and they pull you up the whole fucking ceiling.
Up into the ceiling by your hair.
Girl, I'm not joking. In the Mystere show, which is very cringe because a lot of kids go to that show, which was awful, but they still do some shit that is like
is that
genuinely
the one with the horses?
Terrifying. you mean the horses are that are on like that get pulled up on strings like
no,
not
no,
actual
no.
live
was it,
horses.
There was the
but,
one that was here in the Bay Area for the longest
oh,
time.
I've
that
never
was,
seen
like,
the
a horse themed Cirque du Soleil.
No. The ones in Vegas are all like
I
the same show for the last few decades or something. Like that.
Cringe. But I think on a vacation, the one vacation we took to San Diego.
Oh yeah,
we saw a Cirque du Soleil show at the San Diego Zoo. Not San Diego Zoo. What's the one?
Oh, the Petco Park or something.
No, underwater. Underwater SeaWorld.
Oh, SeaWorld.
We saw like a Cirque du Soleil thing at
oh,
SeaWorld.
Oh God.
I, think.
I used to live right by that SeaWorld.
I have family that
lived
in San Diego,
girl,
so
I
we would go there.
I literally grew up near that SeaWorld, which is a whole other thing.
Yeah, and it was like
general.
An underwater moment of whatever.
Oh, I know exactly where they did that show too on that park. I know exactly what that was.
I know exactly what that was because, in case you guys forgot, I'm from San Diego.
No, because I actually drove by that park
I get it. San Diego's
every
not very
day
interesting.
To school.
Any minute to talk about you being from there is a win for you.
It's not a win, it's a detriment. But the girls in the Mystere show, they literally had people doing things with their body that generally are terrifying. Like,
what
you're watching
the
them like
of that show?
Mystere is like very like clown circus, like, but obviously, like, you know,
is that
very
the one
professional
that Tinsley Mortimer was crying at?
That was a what?
Tinsley
what?
Mortimer was crying at?
I don't remember. Oh,
no.
That was just like a regular
that
circus.
That was under the big top.
Yeah. God, that was
that's
iconic.
Not Cirque du Soleil. That's like
no, that
the
was
big
just
top circus in New York or some shit.
They had people climbing on the walls. They had people doing like stunts that literally like they had. So they had these girls doing like really contortionist shit where they're like bending their back into like a full circle while somebody stands on top also doing the same thing while they're like somehow fully rotating their bodies while in these positions. And they're on a platform that's also rotating. And we were like in the second row and I was scared. Like there's got to be insurance and plans for if these people hurt themselves.
Yeah. Well, there's this one that I watched where it's like a human net that it's like a chandelier.
Oh.
It's like a human chandelier.
Oh,
they call it the human chandelier, I think.
Oh, where they're like all literally holding
where
themselves
there's like
together
a ring.
Into a complex
there's like
shape.
A ring hanging from the ceiling, and then like the first group of people hang on, and then they're hanging on to people underneath them.
Yeah,
and it's like
right.
this human chandelier, and it gets pulled up into the ceiling out of the water. Like
oh, that's the one that has all the water. That
yeah.
Fucking wild.
And there, yeah, there's like a big water pit. In
they
the
did
middle.
This thing in the Mystere show where they literally had these poles, like 30, 40, 50 fucking foot tall poles.
Like off the ground?
Like just
solid
off, just
ground?
Sure. And these people were climbing it up really quickly, turning themselves upside down, and then just falling with their feet clenching at the last second to where their head was like an inch from the ground. And I'm like, you're literally just edging us to your death. Like, I don't understand. You're 1 meter off.
There has to be some kind of human thing where it's like you want to watch people almost die.
Oh, no, it's so thrilling. Like, it's actually amazing to watch in real time. None of this CGI shit. Like, it's very real, you know?
If there is a circus performer that lives...
fear is what makes it fun.
There's a circus performer that lives near us or listens to this podcast...
Calling all clowns.
Please. Clowns. No. I've never been more serious in my life. Please hit us up.
Yeah.
Please, I'm begging you, please hit us up. Okay, also, we had talked a little bit about celebrity cruises, pivoting away from circuses. to circuses
on the water, yeah, I was going to say. You beat me to it. I'm sure there's some Circus Alicia's on a cruise line.
I couldn't find anything about, I only had like a day or two to look it up. So, admittedly, I didn't do as deep of a dive on this as probably necessary to get the full scope.
This looks scary.
But I did do a very brief overview of recent celebrity cruises. And I'm talking from like 2019 to now. And I'm going to go over those with you because people had a helpful listicle of every celebrity cruise. Now, I'm
The cruise people, girl, they're like the Disney parents. Like, they got it down to a science.
Yes.
The blogs, the
We're
listicles.
Not going to go through all of them because it's 100 million cruises on here. And you guys don't need to know about the train cruise, like with the band train.
Oh my God, they... Okay, anyway, continue. Yeah, so I don't want to know. You're right.
Go through some of these. So, completing the trifecta that we have long talked about, our theory of modern culture, you have Steven Universe, Friends, and the third point of the triangle is Schitt's Creek. And I've never been more correct because the first cruise we're going to talk about is a Schitt's Creek cruise.
Fuck is that about? What the fuck is that for? What makes you watch that show and think this would be great on a cruise? This isn't Zach and Cody Below Deck or whatever the fuck. Like, I don't understand.
Time to pack up the wigwall and hit the high seas.
Oh, is this the copy?
A Schitt's Creek themed cruise will set sail on March and promises plenty of unique Rose family proved experiences.
Oh, they're not real.
While the stars of the hit series will not be on board, the voyage dubbed Moira's Party Boat, Cruising, will include activities like a fruit wine tasting, Alexis's bar crawl, the Crowning Party, a Jazzagals performance, and offerings like snorkeling, costume contests, and more. There will also be more conventional cruise offerings like snorkeling and shore excursions on the itinerary, which begins in Miami with planned stops in Key West and the Bahamas.
I can't imagine a worse place to be.
Can you imagine taking a Schitt's Creek themed cruise to Key West, Florida, girl? Have you ever...
Did you not see this picture?
Oh, I saw it. Turn it again to
me.
Sorry,
I went to MoirasPartyBoat.com, which is the website to book the cruise. God bless this person. I hope they make a lot of money on tips. So it's drag queens who are going to be fueling the cast and crew absence.
Do we know which drag queen this is, though?
No, I do not. Do they even credit them in the picture?
Wait.
Figure it out, girl.
I'm looking.
Wait, did you read the itinerary? Do you have that in the notes here?
Wait, I'm looking. I recognize some of these people.
Wait. Moira's Party Cruise is produced by Flip Phone, an events company based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We produce Golden Fans at Sea, along with weekly drag bunches in Minneapolis, Chicago, New York City. Okay, the Golden Girls Cruise, makes so much sense here.
It's not an official Schitt's Creek event, nor is it associated with, authorized by, or sponsored by the owners of the Schitt's Creek trademarks.
Oh, because they're national waters,
None
right?
of the cast and crew members of Schitt's Creek television show will be in attendance. But wait... What the fuck is these drag queens' names? Because they look so familiar to me.
Right? Do we see him on like TikTok or something? Like, this is so insane.
1 second.
I cannot get over that this is not even allowed to be. They were like, just so you know, this is completely fan-made. Can I read this itinerary while you look
Please.
That up? So, Moira's party boy itinerary, 30th, March 30th, 2023, Miami, Florida. Bebe's chamber wig sail away party with fruit wine, fold in the cheese dinner, and the rose game show. Day two, a little bit of rosé pool party. I like the wine, not the label wine tasting. Character costume contest, Jazzy Gal's drag queen performance, and more. Day three, Alexis's bar crawl included with cruise, beach slash snorkeling excursion, extra fee, Jocelyn's bingo, night of 1,000 Moiras, and more. Day four, beach excursion, extra fee, the crowning party, cabaret karaoke, and more. Final day, disembark back to Miami. Oh, wow. This looks so busted. Oh my God.
It makes me sad for these drag queens. But the sadder part is it doesn't even tell me.
They're like, we don't need to credit these queens. We don't give a fuck. Like,
okay, wait. 1 second. Flip.
Phone, wait, is this just drag. A celebrity cruise line also? Queens. Yikes.
Flip phone events. Okay, I'm looking at their.
So this is purely fan made. Like, it even says right here, why Moira's. Party boat, ew, cruising. Why not? We have been floored by all the amazing people who we have met and have become. I can't even read this copy. We have become floored by all the amazing people we have met since we have come fans of this iconic show. Now it is the time to meet and celebrate with others. You'll leave the cruise with many new friends that share the love of the same television program. You'll also have a chance to get out in nature from the comfort of a luxurious cruise boat. Quote, I could not be more at one with nature. I do Coachella every year. David, how much does this cost? Let's find out. Oh my God, it's $100 to have Wi-Fi. Okay, so starting at $1,500 a person for a 4-day cruise, going all the way up to 20. Oh, we're not even on the suites yet. Going all the way up to $4,000 for the deluxe suite. Oof, mama, this is cringe.
But what
cringe.
I don't cringe
with Golden Girls though, like I'm not even a Golden Girls like stan, like a lot of people I know are, but at least with Golden Girls, I feel like you'd have a very large variety of people who like, and for a show that is quite literally like historic television, would make a lot of sense. But this gives like a very niche set of people that I would feel like I'd want to avoid in public, like to actually spend thousands of dollars to go on a cruise specifically Schitt's Creek themed. What are you finding?
Okay. I was right. I'm only going off of this. Can we make a timestamp here? Because I want to make sure that I get this correct. Okay. I was correct.
Okay, what did you find?
So, I believe that the photo that they used is of a Schitt's Creek themed drag brunch in Chicago.
Oh, that they run on the side.
No, that I don't think is associated with the cruise.
Oh my God.
Okay, so but they said in that flip photo, phone events
do run in that drag photo. Brunch
I'm
events.
Pretty sure it's the drag king Tenderoni.
Oh.
And then Darby Lynn Cartwright, who is one half of IMHO. You watch
Oh
IMHO
yeah, yeah. Oh my
YouTube.
God. Yeah.
That's
Oh my God. Oh.
That's I believe that, okay. It's Darby Lynn, and then that's Lucy Stuhl. Because I was like, "Wait, isn't that Tenderoni, Darby and Lucy Stuhl?"
The fact that they do like investigative work to find out the name of these drag performers
but
they have
I'm
on the
saying
main page.
Is like yikes. And then someone, Alexis, I don't know who that is, but yeah, so I got it on Reddit, this picture. I was going deep on their Instagram accounts. That's why I was scrolling for so much, because I was like, where are these photos from? But that's what I'm saying is I don't know if they're associated with the cruise. I think the cruise is just using that picture of them
for people to later
to
fill
promote
in
it
by the time the event actually
because
happens.
That was from a drag that was from like a Schitt's Creek drag brunch 6 months ago.
Well, they said they do run drag brunches in Chicago and Minneapolis and other areas through Flip Phone
so maybe
so it could be the same, but I still don't like that. I just don't credit
but none of them
the
have
images.
Promoted that
I'm sure they can't even
book, you would think
I'm sure they can't even book these performers until like the minute
listen
of,
I'm just saying if someone like Darby Lynn Cartwright had gotten booked on a Schitt's Creek themed drag cruise, I would assume they would promote it on Instagram.
Right? Because that's how a lot of people probably find their account is going to that drag brunch, remembering that performance, finding them. Ideal markets indeed.
So that's what's so interesting about this. So anyways, I was just like, girl, weird. Weird. We had to do so much investigative work on that picture. And if it, I'm gonna DM them outside of the
like,
podcast
listen,
and just ask
what's going on here.
I'm just gonna ask, like, hey, is this you? Okay. Okay, so I have more, obviously. We're not done there.
Oh.
There's a Goop one. The actress turned lifestyle guru is taking her brand out on the water with the Goop at Sea Experience, which is officially setting sail this October in partnership with Celebrity Cruises. Originally designed to be an 11-night wellness cruise from Barcelona to the Mediterranean, and is going to start. It was postponed in August 2020, but was postponed because of the pandemic. It's going to be setting sail from Miami on October 9th. And then setting out on a 5-night excursion. I'm skipping through here. Though Paltrow is no longer expected to be on board as planned, various wellness practitioners and health experts will be. A variety of sessions throughout the trip are designed to heal the mind, body, and soul. Guests should expect to get full-on gooped. From feud to
gooped
beauty,
and gag, mama.
To beauty and everything in between.
Paltrow's like, you know what? I'm not going to get COVID from some of y'all because you know her, a lot of people that follow her aren't really vaccinated. So,
okay, wait. Let's see if we can find the official page of this.
Goop
so, yeah, obviously.
I literally am obsessed.
A wellness journey well beyond the spa.
Yikes.
I don't even see it on this page.
They're like, actually, we're not.
Let's look up Goop.
Oh, right here, Goop at Sea, celebritycruises.com.
As Ashlyn points out, she was absolutely never going to be on that boat. And I agree. I don't think he's either. Mess. That's so weird, to be honest.
It's absolutely. I mean, it makes sense. Why not? Okay, wait. Do you see the people who are going to be showing up here? Isaac Boots, trainer and Torched founder. Born and raised in Hawaii and dubbed the breakout fitness star by the New York Times, Isaac is a philanthropist, choreographer, and Broadway dancer with a long list of credits to his name. While using his experience crafting routines on the main stage, Isaac created Torched, a sustainable workout that burns fat, builds stamina, and achieves visible results. In March of 2020, due to the pandemic lockdown, Isaac offered his Torch classes every day free of charge on Instagram Live. In lieu of paying him, Isaac asked his followers to donate what they could to No Kid Hungry, a charity that provides meals to kids in need. The request is heartfelt and personal as Isaac, from extremely modest means, grew up on food stamps. Astonishingly, Isaac's efforts raised over $1.5 million for No Kid Hungry, making him the single largest individual fundraiser in the organization's history. His passion for philanthropy is at the core of who he is now and how he presents himself to the world. Oh, mama. Isaac has trained and worked with superstars in TV and film, Broadway, and music, including Gwyneth Paltrow, Jessica Chastain, Kelly Ripa, Vanessa Hudgens, Lisa Rinna, Ariana Grande, Priyanka Chopra, Naomi Watts, Brooke Shields, Lucy Liu, and Faye Dunaway, to name a few. Yikes. Oh my god, Jennifer Freed, astrologer and author. Jennifer Freed is a world-renowned psychological astrologer, and best-selling author of Use Your Planets Wisely. She's also a professional social and emotional educator and a trauma consultant. She has planned more than 30 articles for Goop on spiritual and psychological issues. Ellen Vara, MD, integrative psychiatrist. Ella Vohr, MD, is a board-certified psychiatrist, acupuncturist, and yoga teacher, and she's the author of the best-selling book, The Anatomy of Anxiety. She takes a functional medicine approach to mental health, considering the whole persona and addressing the imbalance at the root. Dr. Vera received her BA from Yale University, MD from Columbia. They're like, no, she's actually credited. She's a real individual here. Yikes. What are these other cruise lines we have here? Mama.
Okay, I did also find, by the way, I went deep, deep, deep in the archives. I found a Facebook post from January 22nd of this year that was a Schitt's Creek drag brunch in Chicago.
Oh my God, you're still on this. You're like
starring Darby Lynn Cartwright, Tenderoni, Lucy Stuhl, and Alex Kay. And the sponsors of this event were Flip Phone. So
there you go.
Events is just recycling a photo from another Schitt's Creek branded event and using it to promote this new drag at sea experience. But again, the weirdness of like having a drag brunch in Chicago and then being like, let's take it on the sea. let's bring it to the seas of Key West.
Oh, honey, God, the gays do love their cruises.
Gay people will be, they're just ingenious. Gay people are. Okay, also, Friends. Are you ready for this?
Wait, a Friends cruise?
Friends cruise, Mom. It's a Friends cruise. Lovers of the uber-popular sitcom Friends can set sail on the Friends cruise, which will take place in May 22nd, May 2022. Already happened.
Oh, my.
On the Celebrity Equinox. The cruise embarks from Fort Lauderdale, stops with ports at Key West, Grand Cayman, and Mexico. Created by travel agency Fana World Travel, Cruise with Friends will offer 500 Friends fans an experiential getaway, complete with themed costume contests, a trivia game, and more fun activities. Get ready to eat like Joey, joke like Chandler, cook like Monica, shop like Rachel, yoga like Phoebe, and dig like Ross, the website teases. Sadly, none of the cast members are scheduled to appear on the journey. The cruise ranges from $1,600 to $3,000 for a sky suite with a balcony. Now, let's go on this website. Oh, website's broken.
Well, it's not available anymore. They were like, Mom, we're never offering this again. There probably was too many COVID outbreaks.
Wait, I want to go back on the Wayback Machine. When was the last time this was archived?
Oh my God. Sorry, can I read some?
Oh my God, their website went dead March 29th, 2022.
Wait a minute, right before the cruise is supposed to actually happen? Do you think not enough people booked it? They had to cancel it?
Wait, look it up, Friends Cruise. Site is offline. That was on the next time it was in, girl.
There's a lot of articles talking about it happening, but not actually it happening. Like, oh, mama. This website has been fully taken down. Like,
it says all the links are dead. It says, like, it doesn't exist.
Because they took the website down.
No, but even in the web archive from March 2022, the official capture was this website is offline.
They were like, redact that completely.
No, okay, no, I found it. I found it, girl. Matt.
What? What'd you find?
Come through over here. Come over here. I found it.
The friends cease and desist was sent.
Look at.
This is busted.
This is a busted website.
The Friendship Cruise?
Fans at Sea.
No.
Okay.
No.
Immerse yourself in 90s pop culture. Dress up as your favorite character. Test your knowledge in a trivia game and lots more. Your dream vacation will come to life with tailored entertainment and sun-drenched adventures in the ports of Key West and Cozumel.
Wait, do they have to rebrand?
Join us to create experiences of a lifetime with friends, family, or simply on your own. Are you ready to spice up your life with your friends as you grunge up your X Factor? Become nostalgic on the 90s Friendship Cruise by reliving memories. All you have to do is pack your best 90s gear and leave the rest to us.
Oh, they fully got a cease and desist. Wait, mama, and they had to rebrand completely.
Matt, look, they don't even, the Friends branding is like right there
in a collage of like other 90s TV show. They fully were not making the money they needed
about
to do
us
this.
Tell me it works. Tell me it works. Tell
the
me
way
it
back
works.
Machine literally saves.
Fuck!
It doesn't work. Offline, girl. What do you expect?
No, it doesn't even look like this website ever even existed. The Friendship Cruise. And then People Magazine is like, go on this scammy cruise that may not even have happened. Oh, God. Okay, wait. It gets even better. It gets even better. Okay. So, we also have a very cursed one. Kesha.
A cruise dedicated to Kesha.
After originally being canceled due to the coronavirus, the second iteration of Kesha's weird... Can you Google Kesha's weird and wonderful rainbow ride cruise will be setting sail. This was in 2021, with plans to be even bigger and better than the first sailing in 2019. The pop punk inspired cruise will take place on the Norwegian Jewel ship, promising 4 days of endless drinks, delicious food, pools and hot tubs, and of course, music. In addition to Kesha, the music festival at sea includes performers such as The Struts, Kay Flay,
so not Kesha,
Ali and AJ, Mr. Wives, and more, and all will be on board. Cabins are on sale now, starting at $663 per person.
Well, if you go to the website, the splash page is, we have made the difficult decision to postpone Kesha's Weird and Wonderful Rainbow Ride 2 for the foreseeable future. All book guests have been contacted directly with refund information. Kesha and Six Man are working together to determine the possibilities for another event in the future. Guests who are booked for the 2020 cruise and those on our mailing list will be the first to know about
any future that was the 2020 cruise that got postponed, and they didn't even update the website.
No, Lily, though, for the 2022 cruise specifically. They postponed it, and then they canceled it. They said postpone for the foreseeable future, which means cancel.
Oh, yikes. This is also my other favorite one.
There's just no way enough.
Are you ready for
cruise on this?
The Broadway cruise? This one, I could feel
blow it up.
Ashlyn is gonna gay gasp.
Target when this cruise.
Ashlyn's gonna gay gasp. Are you ready? All aboard, theater lovers. The Broadway cruise will set sail in 2020. We don't know if it happened. This was like a SEO post, you know, that they just keep updating. Several well-known stars will be hanging out and performing aboard the Norwegian Pearl, including Alan Cumming, Laura Bernanti, Sierra Boggess, Jen Colella, and many more. Alan Cumming. Can you imagine going on a cruise and being like, Alan Cumming's there? No shade to Alan Cumming, but like, girl, you have him on a cruise? Like,
oh, these cruises are going on. There's a new one happening next year from NYC to Bermuda in 2023.
Girl.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Kristen.
Randy Rainbow.
Can you imagine being on a cruise and Kristen Chenoweth is there?
You know, that might be a little
okay,
worth
wait.
It.
No, this one's the worst one. Are you ready for this? You know what the Impractical Jokers are, right? You know what the Impractical Jokers are, right?
Yes, a time ago.
Okay,
a little bit.
Okay, just Google with me.
Not enough to even remember.
And Google with me Impractical Jokers cruise. No, I'm dead serious.
Oh my God. The way that these websites are really impracticaljokerscruise.com. Oh my God. Wow, wait, it was a very successful tour, apparently. A big thank you to everyone who joined us on the fourth sailing of the Impractical Jokers cruise. The Tenderloins and Six Men are working together to determine the possibilities for another event. Okay, so these are all the same company. For another event in the future, sign up for our mailing list to be the first to know. Wow, it looks... Oh my God, Joan, these photos. Everyone is wearing a shirt about being an alcoholic. Like, day drinking. I'd flip that with like a beer pong cup.
Okay, can I just be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? Rudy Toot Toot. I'd flip that, and it's like a red Solo Cup shirt. Every single person in this photo works at either a Rotten Robbie or a Foot Locker.
Like,
at best... At best, they're Best Buy employees.
The way you can also go and view every photo taken on this cruise ship, when you go through the photos link here, you could go... I can't even describe the photos I'm looking at right now, you guys. This is some of the worst.
No, wait, are you ready for this?
I would be running away from.
2,300 comedy lovers.
This actually happened in 2020.
Will come together. Literally, the coronavirus started on this cruise.
Zero.
This was ground zero. 2,300 comedy lovers came together aboard the Norwegian Pearl for 4 days of laughs, courtesy of the Impractical Jokers. Joe, Sal, Q, and Murr were all on board the ship, where, according to the website, the drinks and punchlines never stopped flowing. This would be the fourth Impractical Jokers cruise to set sail, and excursions included a trip to the famed Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. During the cruise, guests were treated to several live comedy shows and dares on the pool deck, including one episode of Impractical Jokers that was filmed on board. Karaoke, meet and greets, Q&A sessions, autograph opportunities, and themed nights were also on the schedule. The atmosphere was youthful and silly. The Impractical Jokers drew a wide audience of all ages, with many in the millennial and younger bracket. An ability to enthusiastically yell, "Where's Larry?" and to recognize Impractical Jokers' characters and jokes was essential. A good sense of humor was a must. The themed sailing was ideal for people who love practical jokes, hidden cameras, and the social interaction style humor that the Impractical Jokers provide.
By the way, doing the deep work of downloading the original 4K image that you can, I guess, get from the photographer that was on this cruise line, metadata shows in Adobe Bridge. This cruise happened in the second week of February of 2020. They got extremely fucking lucky.
The COVID girl. Now listen, I'm not passing judgment.
This is probably the funnest cruise out of all the others.
But I will say this.
This is the only one that might be worth
attending. I want to be honest. And we'll end here because I've got nothing else.
In these photos, FYI.
I want to know. Oh my God. This is when we're like watching Love Island and I turn to you and I'm like, this is what we're up against as a society. This cruise is what we're up against as a society. Like, I want you to know. Hold my hand, girl. Hold my hand, mama. We don't live in reality, because reality is a place where people go on Impractical Jokers cruises and Friends themed cruises.
I refuse. No.
Reality is a place where people watch the Impractical Jokers
and are so enthusiastic that they will spend $3,000.
Reality is a place where people are watching Storage Wars and Duck Dynasty. Like, that's reality. We don't live in reality.
This is Joe Biden's America.
Like, Joe Biden's America is the place where the Impractical Jokers stash hidden cameras on a cruise ship and people are like, yes, hunty, work, slay. Like,
I don't think they're saying those words.
No. My husband.
Slay.
Matt doesn't know what the Impractical Jokers are. My husband, he was like, I don't know what that means. What are the Impractical Jokers? Because I was like looking at all this morning. I was like, a fucking Impractical Jokers cruise, right? And I was trying to explain it and I was like,
I don't know.
Impractical Jokers is like if Larry the Cable Guy was made by the people who do Antique Roadshow. Like, you know what I mean?
No, that's exactly what it is. That's a perfect way to describe it. It's actually impressive that you're able to come up
like,
with that.
No. It's like Larry the Cable Guy meets Bar Rescue. Like,
okay, that's even better. You're right. That's even better. More divey, more...
Yeah. Like...
More rough around the edges, you could say.
It's like...
Compared to Antique Roadshow.
It's like if Larry the Cable Guy's dick must became like a sentient individual. Like...
Now you gotta stop.
It's like if you took all his dick wax and like molded it into the shape of a person. Like, that's the Impractical Jokers.
Okay, Ashley, come through. Also, emo's not dead cruise.
It was never a phase, mom. Grab your blackest eyeliner, tightest skinny jeans, and join Matt Cutshall and friends aboard the Emo's Not Dead cruise. Who's Matt Cutshall?
I don't know any of the people here.
Wait, Ashlyn.
I don't know
who's this Matt guy? Lineup.
Dashboard Confessional, Under Oath, Newfound Glory.
Not Matt. Not
okay,
under
now
oath.
You're like, I know
not
that one.
Not Under Oath.
Oh, I remember Plain White Tees.
No, girl, familiar. Under Oath? Mama, Under Oath?
You're like the trigger, the trauma.
As a former evangelical scene kid.
Oh, was this when you were telling us about
talk about Under Oath?
As you Google their name.
We don't talk about
Hawthorne
Under
Heights,
Oath.
Thursday, Silverstein, William Ryan Key, Cassidy Pope, Emery, Your Broken Hero, the emo band.
Not Your Broken Hero, not Hawthorne.
If I was still a Christian, I'd probably be dead.
What were you watching?
Under oath, three thoughts about Christianity.
You're literally breaking our brain, Ashlyn. This is not something you should send this.
Not plain white tees, mama. Garbage.
This is, we need to get out of here. This is so horrifying. I feel like you've been drifting me to a place in hell, and it's a cruise ship themed around a bunch of idiots.
Okay, well.
I don't want to see it anymore. I don't like it. I feel dirty. I feel like the COVID strain that began on that cruise line. Ready to make
Let's
some
get
damage.
Out of here.
Three, two, one.
Hi, I'm Larry the Cable Guy's dick wax, and I'm here to tell you the end is nigh. We're all gonna fucking die. Goodbye.
Come on, if you know the words, let's go.
What do I think of her?
Yes.
I don't think of her.
Bless a red wine and a swisher. I think you get the picture.
Here I go. Oh.